My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and always fresh star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you?
Wait, fresh. I'm fresh. I'm crispy fresh.
Yes, I did not mean that in a disparaging way. You're just always fun to be around.
Well, that's all right. You know, there are no nude photos of me on the cloud. I can assure you of that, and there never will be. And I don't even understand the people who take nude photos of themselves, because it's not something I want anybody to see.
So. Yeah, I don't understand that mentality either, but you know, I barely know that the cloud exists. Don't ask me to even begin to explain what it is.
Yeah, that tests the limits of my technology too. So let's move on to another subject.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, obviously, you know, we're past Labor Day now.
Right.
Not everybody started school. Congress, of course, is not back in session because why would they?
And they're coming back, and then they're going out again in 2 weeks for the rest of until just to December, right?
Oh yeah, well, you got to get back on the campaign trail. You can't
so
be in town.
Recess from what is the question, right?
Exactly. But, you know, there's obviously still some political controversies that are swirling. The president is confronting a lot of different things, from Russia's influence in the Ukraine to obviously the horrific situation with ISIS. And also, a few months ago, he weighed in on another major controversy that is engulfing the nation's capital. And some would like it to engulf the nation, although recent polls suggest it's not. And that would be what to call the Washington NFL team. Some are absolutely refusing, Elena, to use the term Redskins because they find it offensive. Others are wondering, why now? So
I think people are actually saying it's the R word.
My favorite joke in response to this is, I am also offended by that name. Washington has got to go.
Hey, we got to steal that, but we have another angle on it in our song today.
Outstanding.
Yeah, this is actually we did this song years ago, but then we brought it back when the Patent and Trademark Office threw out the name this summer. So here it is.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Capitol Steps show is coming to you from Washington, D.C. And in D.C., we have a controversy. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has canceled the controversial trademark of Washington's football team. And, of course, the owner, Dan Snyder, is appealing the verdict. But before he or anyone else spends more money on legal fees, we have a solution. Don't call them Redskins. That's not PC. We need a mascot to fight for harmony. Native groups have promised prosecution, so we're here to offer a solution. If we do this, they'll drop their claim. We can keep the name. Still call them Redskins, but it should be a red skin potato, the mascot for D.C. Go Spuds!
There are some pretty unintimidating mascots out there, but that would be pretty much at the top of the list, I think.
I would be willing to dress up as a large potato and run around the field, if that makes any sense to you.
There you go. But, you know, Washington is supposed to be the town of compromises. It never is anymore, but it's supposed to be, and, you know, that's not a bad one.
All right. Well, we're hoping it catches on.
All right. just a big picture of a potato on the side of the helmet, huh?
It's a big potato. Yeah, it's hardly ferocious. I mean, it really couldn't go up against, like, a lion or something.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. And for those who don't know, that is a parody of Hail to the Redskins, which is the Redskins fight song. So if you're not from the area, you might not know that. But Elena, congratulations on the compromise. We'll see how it goes. And good luck with all the shows this weekend.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can also check them out online at CapitolSteps.com. Their latest CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.